to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. As usual, we have this great format between me, Billy Roberti, and Billy Roberti, my longtime friend and editor of my book, You're the Genie in the Bottle. I know that we're going to be talking about some fun things, so welcome, Billy, and thanks for being on the show with me.
Thank you. This is Billy Roberti, and
this is Maureen St. Germain.
And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen, as you know, is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote You Are the Genie in the Bottle and has taught that manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customers tell us that Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years now, and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book, Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. She also writes for Danny Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas for to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today we're talking about navigating passages in the fifth dimension. Now, before we begin, I'd like to remind our listeners there are only two more days left to Maureen's Akashic Record Reading Spring Specials. For those who have yet to experience an Akashic Record reading, you may purchase your first Akashic Record reading with recording, and we'll add a follow-up reading and recording free. That means it needs to take place within 60 days. That's two readings and two recordings for $165. The other spring special is for those who have received at least one Akashic Record reading from Maureen in the past. You may order a new reading for the reduced price of $125, including the MP3 recording, included free. This regularly sells for $165. Now is the perfect time to get a reading with Maureen. We may never again discount these readings. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call in and ask questions. I guess the first question to ask then would be, what do you mean by passages, Maureen?
Aha. Well, passages is a name that we've given to the Aramandala that helps people let go of emotions that no longer serve them. It helps us let go of our anger or frustration, but more importantly, it helps us let go of bigger things that we have not wanted to let go of, yet we know it's important. So as we grieve and we move through grief, or as we let go of a job that we absolutely loved, or as we let go of a home that we loved, we use passages to help us transition our strong longing for that element that is either missing or soon to be missing, or we need to let go of it, into a positive or proactive space of the becoming who we really are, or the becoming of who we are in this new moment.
Mm-hmm. So why would we need to or want to go through a passage? Why would we want to give up these things?
Well, life is about new things, and in order to make room for new things in our life, it's important to let go of the old things. There's a lovely phrase, make new friends but keep the old, which is important, but sometimes we can't stop the letting go. You know, if we have to move for a new job, if someone like our parent is passing, or some close friend has an illness and they're not going to recover from, it's important to let go with grace and ease and not keep that person energetically tied to us. It's important to recognize that the screen of life is simply that. It's a moving screen. Life is about change. And so life isn't about permanence, although we like to think it is. And we create permanent structures in our life. We get married and we think that that's permanent, or we buy a house and we think that's permanent. But each stage of life has a levels of permanence that are with us for a time. And it then brings me to the song from a long time ago. I think it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash. To every thing there is a season.
Oh, I love the birds.
Birds.
It's actually a quoting from one of the Psalms in the Bible.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is why you are the great interviewer, and you carry this interview to the next level, because you have such a research mind and have so many wonderful facts in your head. It's a delight.
Well, actually, we used to sing that song in our folk mass that I was a part of. We had guitarists and singers, and we used to sing that.
Nice.
Great one for religious stuff, because it is from the Bible. So, and I think what you could include there in passages are sometimes things that aren't that voluntary. I'm thinking of the latest news right now is the flooding along the Mississippi. And would you say that sometimes we know to let go of things, and sometimes if we don't listen, something else comes along that takes it away from us?
I think that that's true, Billy. But before I forget, we are live today, so I don't know if there's any calls out there. Did you want to announce the phone number?
Yes, let me give that again. It's 1-800-930-2819.
Benny, you don't have any calls?
Not yet, ladies. I will let you know.
Great. So, yeah, I think you're right. And not only are there things that we don't have the sense to let go because we don't know we're supposed to let go, but sometimes we are hanging on, not realizing that we're preventing something even better to move in.
Mm.
You know, we seek that which is familiar. Humans seek that which is familiar. This is how we feel and know God, because God is what is familiar. The connection between ourselves and God is this ability to repeat what we know and to feel safe and familiar. But at the same time, our prime directive, I believe, is to expand the database, to have new experiences. So we're compelled, we're impelled to have new experiences, and that does cause us to be forced to let go sometimes when we weren't really ready to.
I know friends of mine have said sometimes that they notice that some people in their lives just aren't a part of them anymore. As they have grown and maybe altered their perceptions, altered their attitudes, some people just have just sort of floated away in a different current.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to say it, that they float away. It's also valuable because it allows us to recognize, oh, I have changed. My circle of friends has changed. That person that I used to spend all kinds of time with, they're not even somebody I call or I remember to call. And that's a good thing. It's okay.
Yeah,
I think it helps us do this. And, of course, in the office, we kind of joke around and we use these arrow mandalas in a melodramatic way. And when we have something that we're ruminating about and we're really, you know, kind of chewing the cud and working it, you know, whining our little whine, we say, oh, yeah, it's time to use some passages. We got to let go of that one. Because, it's, you know, we don't need to beat up someone verbally when they're not there to defend themselves. And sometimes we just get that way. So
I guess it's time for me to unwrap my passages.
I
guess. Start using it.
Very good. Very good.
And while we're talking about passages, you know, Maureen has a whole line of Roman mandalas that are meant for healing different kinds of wounds. Can you talk a little bit about two or three of the oils that you might recommend to folks?
Well, I would like to recommend a couple of things to people. Number one, we have several categories of blends. We have the companion blends, the workshop blends, the sacred journey blends, and they all do specific things in terms of healing emotional wounds and then creating something new. Then we have a new line of blends that are more the ascension line, and the ascension line is now coming in to help people with their ascension work, and we have a new Ara Mandala blend called Unity, which is coming out. It's newly released. Been completed, but we haven't actually released it on our website. I think it's going to come out later today. But this product then goes with a new CD called Unify, and it's a soul retrieval CD where people use it to bring all the parts of themselves that may be lost back into fusion with themselves, and in so doing, it makes it easier then for them to be on their ascension path because they're not feeling so scattered. Very powerful work. So we have a number of what we call ascension blends, and this is the latest one.
Unity
is the oil. Unify is the CD.
I'm really eager to hear them.
Yeah, they're pretty wonderful. Really, really wonderful. Everyone who tries them loves them, and it's quite astounding. If you, as a listener, have not given yourself this treat, do so. If you have any issues with anger, get the Merkaba Mystique. If you have any issues with shame, get the one that's called Okta. And if you have any issues with, frustration, try the Fountain of Youth. Crystal Elohim is awesome for this feeling of not belonging. I will never forget the time I was at a big conference, and I was doing some energy work at the conference behind the scenes. I was just an attendee. I wasn't anybody special. And I could feel myself pulling a lot of anger off of this whole group of people that were there. And I went back into my room, and I cleared myself. And then I said, something's still not right. What do I need? And I was told, use an oil. So I went to my kit, and I grabbed one, and I didn't know what it was. I was told, just use it, don't look at it. So I did, and it was Crystal Elohim, and it brings in that feeling of belonging. So all of that energy of being pulled off of people then came back through me and allowed me to unify with them in a new way and belong to that group. It's quite amazing. Okay.
Coming up, why do we have to give up these attachments? What do we benefit from? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and this is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. Soul Works Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about navigating passages in the fifth dimension. I hear we have a caller.
Yes, and we're going to take Mary Ellen from L.A. Mary Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi. Hi there. So what can we do for you today, Mary Ellen?
I was wondering if you could tell me if you can see anything that I need to be ridding myself of that I'm not aware of.
There's an energy around you that drags you down and makes you sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you definitely could use some clearing work, and you could use passages. You could also take a stainless steel knife. It does not have to be a sharp knife or a butcher knife, but a, you know, something that's stainless steel. And
mm-hmm.
you cut around the body, and you call in Archangel Michael to escort the energy that is not of 100% God light around you to clear away anything that is not of 100% God light, and that will start to help you get clear. And then if that felt good and you make some progress, then do it again. It's kind of like washing an old farmhouse floor. Every
mm-hmm.
time you wash, it's going to get a little better. So definitely there's something holding you back and keeping you from being your best self, and so this kind of work will make a difference.
Terrific.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Nope. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Maureen, your book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, would that help in this situation?
Yes, it would. And if we can get Mary Ellen to call back, I will send her a copy. So I imagine she's off the phone right now, but if she wants to call the station and identify herself as the Mary Ellen that in California that we spoke with, we'll send you a copy of our book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, which is... it has all that information in great detail. Might be a nice help for her.
And it's a complimentary copy, right?
That's a complimentary copy. That's right.
And Mary Ellen, if you're still listening and can't call in, you can always email us at info, at MaureenSaintGermain.com. That's MaureenSaintGermain.com.
Excellent.
So anyone can get in touch with us.
All right.
I'd like to remind everyone that we have copies. We will have copies of this show and every other show. So if you've missed part of this, you can hear the sound file in its entirety on our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. You click on News You Can Use and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen Saint Germain. And while you're on the website, sign up for our newsletter today. There's always good information there.
I agree. The newsletter is such a labor of love for us, and we put in so many hours. I really invite you to sign up for our newsletter. We have one coming out very soon. It was supposed to go out yesterday, and we're still working on it because we want it to be just right for you. So look for that, and if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, please do. We promise you we won't send you a lot of junk. We send a maximum of 4 emails a month. We have 2 that are part of our program, and then occasionally we offer promotional material where we introduce someone else's book or give information about something we think is important. So it is our pleasure to be here to help you with your process and to help you learn how to take really good care of yourself. That's what we're all about. We want you, our listener, to know that you can do it yourself. You can heal yourself. And the way to do that is to avail yourself of new opportunities and new ideas and apply them to yourself, as we are doing here on the show and showing you how. You were
going
to talk to me before, I think, about the earthquakes and tsunamis and stuff. Was that, did I get
and
that right?
And the flooding and the tornadoes, the major, major passages for people. People are leaving their homes. Some people are saying they're not even going to go back to their town. They're just going to leave their house, go pick up and go totally someplace else.
Yeah, I think that's true. And you know what? If you are a listener and you already have some passages, use it with those people in your mind or on your heart, and that will help them. It'll go right for them, and it'll make a difference, totally make a difference. So it's all worthwhile. You know, everything you do as a listener, everything you do contributes to the welfare of everyone else on the planet, because we are in this together.
And we all are one. Can you look into your magic bag and see what sort of new opportunities will we be welcoming in say, the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years? Any clues as to what will be new and different and what we should say yes to?
I think what we need to say yes to is being our most authentic self. That means really working on being truthful and not telling people what they want to hear, but saying what we really know to be true. So if someone says, well, gee, are you hungry right now? And you know that if you don't say that, they won't start fixing meals and they're slow, you might say, I'm not hungry yet, but I know that it takes about an hour to get a meal fixed, so let's start now, so by the time we're done, I'm hungry. It's a simple thing, but the minute you start being authentic with yourself, people are drawn to you that are willing to be authentic with themselves, and you literally raise the vibration of everyone around you in the process. So, you know, learning to be your authentic self is probably the most important thing. And because of that, we're going to find revolutions everywhere we go. Revolutions in belief systems, revolutions in governments. People are being forced to address what is it that we really want, how can we be truly be representative by the people. There's lots of information out there about how you can be proactive and stand for what you believe in and work towards that as a individual and join with others who have like-minded ideas. You know, just this whole business of recycling came from the decision to be different. So it's out there. It's happening.
And I think what we're seeing is waking up and looking around and seeing what doesn't work. So what's the attachment? If you found out your toaster was broken, would you refuse to buy a new one? Would you keep getting burned toast, the toast that didn't toast at all?
I might even look at not having toast anymore.
Throw it out. Yeah. Either you could give up the toast or you could throw out, you know, but why keep it in the kitchen then? Throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or give, you know, if it does still work, give it to someone who can. But I think partly we hang on to things even when they're not working, even when maybe they're even destructive. So it seems like for us to look new and differently at things to see whether it still works.
This is true.
I think that Maureen can sometimes help, because if you're interested in gaining clarity about issues with work, family, relationships, or you're just plain frustrated with your own inability to get what you desire, you can schedule your own personal Akashic Record reading by visiting our site, www.maureensaintgermain.com. Placing your order online, we have that special for two more days. It's a great way to get some clarity about what passages you may be facing, what passages, and helping to get an idea of direction.
Yes, and go ahead.
Now, our listener call-in number is 1-800-930-2819.
When we work with you in the records, you will find that the record keepers know what's been on your mind, and they can help you get clarity. They can give you information. They can assist you. We have a client that's a regular client. The last time he had a reading was maybe a couple years ago, and the record keepers told him he needs to be taking some science classes. And this guy's got other areas that he's majoring in, and he just hadn't gotten around to doing it. And now he's looking at what he's doing next. And again, the science classes came up, and there's no way I could have remembered any of that with that many readings between, you know, thousands of readings between the last time I spoke with him. And yet it came through, and he said, oh, yeah, they told me that last time, too. And it was quite lovely. So they are tuned in with you and what your needs are, and they will give you fabulous advice that will help you. And the other thing that I can promise you, no matter what, when you have an Akashic Records reading, you will have a greater sense of well-being than you did before you started. And there's this feeling of deep joy that moves through you that is unmistakable. And that's probably one of the best parts of having a reading. So I look forward to that opportunity with you, our listener.
Okay, as we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder to you to check with MaureenSaintGermain.com for our current specials. And if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website. Click on News You Can Use link and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Next week, we'll be talking about relationships. What the fifth-dimensional relationship with your beloved looks like. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.